Can men and women ever just be friends? Got a message. I'm just going to paraphrase it because I don't want to read the whole thing, but it's a gal who says, I feel kind of weird about this guy who I've been on a few dates with. It seems like all his, he's straight, but it seems like all his friends are women. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to have a lot of guy friends. And I thought, A, that's a little weird. And B, how can you be friends with so many women but not be attracted to one of them? And she said, I don't suspect that he's gay. Then I was like, right. Well, let me give you the quiz.
Right.
I can tell you. I know, believe me. It's a rare thing, right?
It's very rare. But like our friend Doug, you know, Doug had all women friends.
Oh, that's true.
I've had a number of male friends. And if I'm being totally honest, I think they had an attraction for me and would just rather have been my friend than be nothing. But if I had pursued it, it would have happened. But I didn't. And I talked myself into believing that they just wanted to be friends with me. But I know in my heart that's not true.
I promise I don't want more.
You say that.
7-9 Coast. Can a guy and a gal truly just be friends? Go ahead, Sarah.
I think yes. And in my personal experience, one of my very best friends is a guy, and he's actually going to be my best man in my wedding.
Wow, a straight guy.
Yeah, no, he's straight, I'm straight, I'm marrying a man, and he's going to be the best man in my wedding because he's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And I wanted him included.
And there's never been one of those times you were having a couple drinks and you know, went, oh, he's kind of cute, or vice versa?
No.
Okay.
Hope he's not listening.
I would maybe work on saying that a little more subtly. Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Have a good day.
Bye. Jamie, men and women as just friends.
Absolutely. Actually, my husband has two best friends, and they are both women. And I have I have girl best friends, but my best friend is a guy. And I have never had any concerns about his relationship with them. I've seen them interact, and I'm totally comfortable.
And same thing with you. There's nothing like your guy best friend. You're never like, oh, I've had a couple of drinks, and he's kind of looking cute.
No, never. We met at work, and we just hit it off, and he's sort of my go-to, like, ooh, husband problem, help me.
Wow.
And so the one boyfriend I had with a female best friend, I was a little suspicious the whole time. But got over it, and then after we broke up, it came out they had a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that feeling when I met my husband with his two best friends. So,
interesting. Oh, so you've seen sort of both sides of both directions it could go. Yeah.
And I think we know the difference. Yeah.
And with one of his friends, like, she and I will start talking about, like, boobs or something, and he's like, ew, gross. Like, he can't even handle the fact that she has boobs. Like, it's just...
So are you sure he's not gay? Because that's exactly what I say when Eva starts talking about boobs. I go, ew, gross.
No, he's not gay, but I think it's more not one, you know, she's not a female to him in that sense.
Right.
Like that she's, you know,
right.
Sexual female. She's
right, right.
Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
Ew, boobs.
Yeah.
Like that's what I say. I'm as gay as can be. Lydia, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, men and women as friends. You have a straight guy who's your best friend?
I do, yes. His name's Will, and we've been friends for about 10 years now. And funny enough, I actually lived with him for a little while when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with my boyfriend, who I'm with now. And he was a little skeptical about it, but they actually get along really well. They bro it out almost every weekend. And I think you just have to have that respectful boundary of, you know, I don't look at you as a romantic person, but you're my best friend, and we go shopping together, and, you know, I talk to him about my boyfriend all the time, and we just have a great time.
Yeah, all these guys sound gay to me, but that's I'm tainted because I'm gay.
I mean, I don't know. I have my suspicions. He can't hold a girlfriend, so I'm not quite sure.
Ah, okay. But yeah.
He's pining for you.
No, I don't.
Oh, his parents want us to be together so bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that awkward? Like, do his parents ever make comments?
Yes, they have. We've been out to dinner one night, and then we're all very close. And his mother was like, oh, wow, you know, this would be so great at a wedding. And she just, like, looked at me.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, my wedding or, like, our wedding? And
yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. They're like, we should get you guys matching T-shirts.
Yeah.
No, we don't need that.
No. No. All right, Lydia, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day. I want to be more
than friends. No. Boundaries.
Boundaries, yeah.
All those awkward dinners. Like, if I were in Lydia's shoes, I'd be like, yeah, we're not going to have dinner with your parents anymore until you have a little conversation about this ain't happening, okay?
Aww.
Let's see your parents. I'll bring my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And Will, you bring yours too, okay? I'm just kidding, Will.